Okay, good afternoon. My name is Adelia Huang. I am a hearings officer, and this is going to be two case numbers. First case number is 1180201, and the second is 1180202. Now, Ms. Campbell is here present with me in today's hearings room. It is a little bit after 2 o'clock. It is October 16th, 2018. Now, the first thing I want to ask you, Ms. Campbell, is it okay if we combine the hearing for both of these cases into one specific time slot, meaning rather than going through all the things that we need to do for each hearing separately, that we just join them together?
Yes.
Okay. What that'll mean for you is I will still have to issue two decisions, but you can just tell me about the towing of both vehicles during the same time period. And so that's all it means. And essentially, the evidence that I have for each file in each specific packet that you received today will be the evidence that I make the decision on, in addition to any oral evidence that I hear from you today.
Okay.
So let me just go over a couple of other administrative things. The first thing I want to do is I want to tell you that as a hearings officer, I work for the city auditor. I do not work for parking enforcement. I have no personal stake in the outcome of your cases. I have to apply city code and any relevant laws and rules to the towing of your vehicle to determine whether or not the vehicle was towed valid or invalid. Those are the only two options that I have today, and if I find that the evidence demonstrates that the tow is valid, then I will have to require you to remain liable for any towing and storage fees that you paid. If I find that the evidence shows that the tow was invalid for either one of these, then I will order that you be reimbursed for any towing or storage fees that you paid. So those are the two outcomes that we may see for either of these cases. And how I get to that conclusion is based on a rule that says a hearings officer must find a tow valid under a certain circumstance. And that circumstance is if the evidence demonstrates that the person who ordered the tow followed the correct laws and rules. So if the evidence does show that the correct laws and rules were followed by that person who ordered the vehicle towed, then I have to find that the tow is valid. If the evidence shows that they did not follow the correct laws and rules, or that the facts and evidence do not support that the laws and rules were followed, then I will find that the tow is invalid. Okay, what that essentially boils down to is fairness doesn't matter in these types of cases. It matters as to what laws and rules were applied and what the facts were. So I will discuss briefly what the applicable laws are, and I may ask you some questions when I take your testimony, but that is all in the interest of figuring out what the evidence is and what the applicable laws and rules should be under the circumstances. Do you have any questions about that standard?
No.
Okay. Secondly, the burden of proof in this type of case does fall on the city to demonstrate it is more probable than not that the laws and rules were correctly followed. And essentially what that means is if there are facts in dispute and the facts are weighing equally on both sides, if one side tips a little bit, even 1% in favor of the city, then I have to find that fact is supported by what the city is saying. However, if your evidence regarding a certain fact outweighs their evidence, then I will find in your favor as to whether or not that fact exists. So this means if the dispute is the sign, should the sign be applicable to that location, I have to apply the correct law and rule, but I have to also figure out, well, which side, if there's a dispute about the legibility of a sign, which side's evidence weighs heavier in support of that fact in order for me to find in favor of one side or the other. Okay, so as far as the other housekeeping things I want to do, I need to make sure that you have had enough time to look at what the city submitted. So when you checked in at the window, you should have been given a packet for each case. Did you have enough time to review the packets for both cases?
Yes.
Okay, great. I will ask you some questions, and I will ask that you testify to whether or not there are some inconsistencies or something that you want to draw my attention to with regard to the city's evidence. Additionally, you should have received some mail from my office, the hearings office. Did you happen to receive a notice of hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. There should have also been a document entitled Tow Hearing Statement of Rights with the mail that you received. Do you recall reading that?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about your rights today?
No.
Okay, great. So we're moving along just fine. One thing that the record will include is an audio recording of today's proceeding. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because what my office normally does with the audio recording is we will make it available online by uploading an audio copy to our hearings office website in about 2 or 3 business days. The reason why this is an issue that I want to cover with you is sometimes there are folks who tell me that they would like to opt out of that process, and that's completely okay. So if you have any reason to opt out from that process, please tell me now and we will make sure to not put the recording online.
I don't have a reason.
Okay. So we'll get that uploaded online. Just make sure that you don't give any sensitive, personally identifiable information that you wouldn't want someone searching around on the internet to find out about you.
Okay?
Okay. So let me figure out what documents can I consider when I make a decision. And basically any documents that are relevant may be admissible into the record. So my next question to you is, when you reviewed the city's documents in both of those packets, did you see anything that the city is trying to submit that you believe I should exclude because it has no relevance whatsoever with today's hearing?
I have additional documentation. I don't know if that's part of what you're asking now or just about their documentation.
I'm just asking about theirs right now. Basically, did they try to sneak something in that doesn't have anything to do with why we're here?
I think that the signage picture that they have is, I'm not sure that it's applicable.
So if you, the threshold for getting something in is pretty low. So if they're sending in a picture of signage, whether or not I believe it is going to be a decision I will make, and you can tell me whether or not to believe it or how much weight to give it. But essentially, I'm trying to figure out if you think something got stuck in the city's documents that doesn't belong at all. Meaning it talks about a different car or...
No.
Okay. So I agree with you. So I am going to admit the documents you submitted and what they also submitted, but you just indicated that you have some additional documents you would like to admit into the record. So what do you have, briefly?
Pictures.
Okay. Do you happen to have 2 copies for both cases, or is it only for 1 case?
Just for 1 case.
Okay. So go ahead and hand those to the security officer, and we'll get those admitted. Do you know which case it's for?
It's for the first one, the 201.
Okay.
201.
Okay. Are there any other documents you would like to admit at this time?
No.
Okay. So we'll get those documents admitted. And so I'm going to admit for case ending in 201, exhibits 1 through 9, and that will include the photographs you just submitted. And for the case ending in 202, I'm going to admit exhibits 1 through and including 8. Okay, so at this time, I will place you under oath, and we should probably go in order, or however you'd like to tell me about why you disagree with the tow. Just make it clear that whatever you're talking to me about, that I know which vehicle, or it looks like the same vehicle was towed on 2 different occasions. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to want to just make sure that I am clear on what testimony applies to which case. So if you can just make sure to do that, that would be excellent.
Okay.
So please raise your right hand and I will swear you in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Campbell, go ahead. Talk to me about the vehicle being towed on August 30th.
That is the case 201, right?
Correct.
I just moved into this area, unfortunately, I'm learning. And in front of my house, in front of the building, there's businesses. So I live above the businesses and apartments, and there's a no parking zone from 4 to 6 p.m. They are on Gleason. And I see the signage that's in the images that the city submitted here. But there's actually a driveway after this signage. So it's not clear that it applies to the residential part of the street, in which after my car got towed, I went looking around for more signage and found that there was signage, which would have made it more clear, at the end of the street, but it's covered by a huge tree, which I submitted pictures of. So with the way that I pulled in to park, there would have been no way for me to see that signage, that additional signage that would have made it clear, considering the fact that there was a driveway between me and the signage that they have in the picture here. So I was under the impression that the signage only applied to the in front of the business area.
Okay. So tell me about the photographs that you just submitted. Where are these photographs? And maybe if you could like kind of use the photographs that the city submitted as context, that would be helpful.
So where my car is in the photo that the city has, the silver car, I think, would have been there in my photos or somewhere near there.
So silver car. So
in my photos, the silver car. I think it's a silver car.
There's a green Explorer.
The green car would have been just a little bit in front of where my car was.
And so your green car is this Honda?
Mine's the black Honda.
Okay. So I'm sorry. The green Explorer would have been where?
Just a bit in front of my car. It would have been like one car ahead of my car, where my car is. So I was kind of like in the middle of that block. And the sign is on the end of that block, and there's a tree still covering the sign today, actually.
So would the green Explorer have been directly in front of your car, or skip a space and then the space after?
No, I think it would have been like directly in front of my car.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of space in between.
So one of these photos does show a silver car. I apologize. It's the last photograph.
I think that car was closer to where the sign is, the front sign. And then my car would have been like, they aren't perfectly laid out, but it would have been like a bit in front of that car. Maybe like middle of that car starting. Yeah.
So your car would have been in front. It looks like that the green car may be like way down the street, a little bit down the street, down the block.
So if you see in one of the other pictures, if you get in to the very front of that car, the green car, you can kind of see the sign.
Got it.
So that should give you a little context for where that car was. Sorry, it's hard to imagine it with all the pictures in front of me.
Okay, so you're saying that your car would have been parked in between the silver car and the green car?
It would have been, like, closer to the silver car.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, a little bit in front of, because you can kind of see the trash cans here. In this picture, my car was like in front of it a bit, and that silver car is like right next to it.
And when were the photographs that you took taken?
That evening, after I got back.
Yeah. That the vehicle was towed?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more. You said with the way that you pulled into parking, there was no way for you to see the sign that the parking officer's pictures show?
No, you can see the sign itself. And this is true with a lot of the signage on Gleason. None of it faces the right direction that would be clear to how you know where it's supposed to apply to. But this one in particular doesn't. It faces you like this. So I pulled in front of that sign, right? So I wouldn't have seen that sign there. Nor do I still think that it looks like it applies to that area because there's driveways next to it.
So what I'm seeing in that photograph, it is angled. It's angled so that if someone was driving past it, they would notice it. It's kind of like at a 45 degree angle, but you're saying that it should be parallel to the road. Is that what you're saying?
If it applies to everything behind it, then that would make sense to me, because then the people who are also pulling in front of it, who aren't pulling in like directly up next to it, aren't going to notice it, right? So if there's a sign here, but I start pulling in here, you know, like I'm not going to see that sign because it's behind me now, right? And it's not facing me at all.
So if you were traveling in the same direction as how your vehicle was parked, you would pass it coming down the street. Some traffic would see it going that direction.
Sure.
But you're saying...
I mean, it would be there, like I would see any other sign, but I wouldn't have noticed it when I was parking, you know, making a decision to park or not. Like, I wouldn't have seen that sign, and I didn't see it. I wouldn't have parked there. I mean, I know you can't see my whole driving record, but I'm a pretty law-abiding citizen, so if I would have known that that was a no-parking zone, I would not have parked there, you know? So if it was clear, I wouldn't have done it.
So tell me approximately how many vehicle lengths, using your vehicle length, how many vehicle lengths back is that sign to the rear of where your car is parked?
It's at least one whole vehicle, if not a vehicle and a half.
And so you didn't see that sign when you parked that time?
No, I did not.
Did you see the other sign down the street, closer
Only
to the corner?
After I went looking for it, after my car was towed. When I was taking these photographs for this hearing.
Okay. And where is that driveway in relationship to where your car is parked in the parking officer's photographs or in the photographs that you submitted? It's hard for me to tell what
I know,
driveway.
And it is, I believe that it's on, like, the where the trash cans are the corner, and then there's the driveway between the pole and the trash cans. So this is actually on the corner of where my apartment building is, this pole is. And there's a driveway in between us. Sorry, that's not very much context. There's a driveway in between
the
where
rear
my car,
of your car
is and where this pole is.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to give me feedback on regarding what the city submitted?
I mean, I don't think so. One of the pictures looks like the trash can is like on the outside of my car, which is weird. I don't think so.
Well, let me draw your attention to Exhibit 5. It's that handwritten tow hearing report. What I am looking at right now is they say signage is the same from 58th Avenue to 61st Avenue. And that there are four signs on the block face. So I'm looking down at that little diagram, and they're saying that there are four signs on that block face and that your vehicle was parked in between the ones closest to 61st Avenue. Would you say that that diagram is accurate, or what is your comment, Terry, about that?
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I was looking at that earlier and was confused. So are they saying this is the block that my car was parked on, like from that sign in the picture to the end of the block? Because there definitely are not four signs there. There's two.
Well, so it looks like they're saying that there are four signs in between 60th Street and 61st.
Okay.
Along Gleason, where
and
your
so my car was not parked closest to 60th. I mean, I guess if you look at the whole thing, because I always thought of it as two blocks. Okay, so if you look at the whole 60th to 61st, then my car would have been closer to, it would have been in between the last two signs, right?
That's what the diagram seems to suggest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The other two are in front of my apartment building in the very beginning of 60th, and they're very clear. I mean, the first two are very clear where they go to, and there's an arrow right before this sign on the street, the one that they have the picture of, that tells you to go get out of that lane, you know? So it's like, seems like the end of the cutoff time, you know? There's an arrow pointing you out to the get out of that lane. So the rest of the signs are not clearly marked.
So if let's look at that diagram together. Which sign are you talking about as being clearly marked? And if I start with a 60th Street sign closest there and then move left to right, which sign are you talking about?
The first two signs. Oh, I see. There we go. The 60th, corner of 60th and Gleason sign, clearly mm-hmm. marked. The next one after that, clearly marked. The next one after that, in a driveway on a weird slant that doesn't seem to point to anywhere. And then the last one covered by a tree.
So do the first and second signs that you describe as clearly marked, do they say the exact same things as the other signs?
Mm-hmm. And there's also 1 hour parking signs there as well.
Remind me again, you thought that the sign that is being depicted in the parking officer's photographs, the sign to the rear of your car, where did that no parking area apply to?
Based in front of the businesses. That's where it, with the rest of the signs.
Okay.
And in the driveway that it's pointing to, I suppose, is what my thought is. You know, I mean, now, of course, now I know where the other sign is. So now it makes perfect sense. But the other sign wasn't visible, you know, at all. And there's an arrow in the street that points you to get out of that lane right at that sign. So it seems like that's the end of the no parking.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else you want to tell me about before we move on to the other case?
I don't think so.
Okay, let's do that then. Let's talk about case ending in 2.
Okay, the other case, I mean, I don't have a lot of good argument for, except for that you cannot see that sign at night. And so when I parked there, I just did not see it. So I imagine I'm not going to get much headway there, but never hurts to try.
And you're talking about the sign that's in the photographs that the parking officer submitted?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really dark. It's like the reflective things aren't working on it. So when I parked there, I truly and honestly just didn't see it. And I don't know whose job it is to maintain signage there on Gleason, but I definitely think somebody should go out there and do a little audit, because even today driving here, there are signs that literally are facing like no parking this direction in the middle of the street, you know? So it's like somebody needs to go out there and check out the signage, you know? I know it's not your job, but they aren't doing a great job out there, and I'm sure the city's making a lot of money off of towing people.
I think that the Bureau of Transportation, and they're the one, the City Bureau of Transportation, also known as PBOT, they're the ones that do the signs and maintain them. There might be something for citizens to report, like defective signs or something, so I would check out their website.
I will do that.
If it's something that you're interested in. Okay. Let me see here if I have any questions for you about any of the documents in the record. Yeah, I don't have any questions for you. Is there any feedback that you would like to give me about their documents or photographs?
In this case?
Yeah.
Let me just take a quick look at them. So,
okay. Okay, so we'll go ahead and close the testimony on that case. I did just real quickly I thought about something that might be helpful, and I want to see what your opinion is. Do you think it would be helpful for me to take a look at Google Maps in regards to the case ending in 1 to get a broader perspective of the area?
It couldn't hurt, I imagine. I don't know if it's, do you mean like doing street view and seeing,
right,
you can see the signage? I mean, the only problem
and the
with
driveway.
That is, oh, you could see the driveway. Yeah, definitely. You probably wouldn't be able to see like an accurate view of the sign because who knows when they took those photos, but yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe the sign will be there, maybe not, but I'll certainly consider the fact that, you know, that Google Maps images are taken in the past, and
I mean the tree is the most, you know, the tree hiding the signage that I would have seen clearly if I would have, it wouldn't have been hidden by a tree. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah, because yeah. part of my main interest in looking at Google Maps is to kind of see how the get a bigger context or better context about how long that block is. Because, you know, if there are four signs and they're all pretty close to one another, it might weigh in favor of the city. But if it's, you know, if quite a few cars can fit there and the driveway's oriented where that sign doesn't make any sense, like you said, then that would support your position. So
okay.
that's
yeah.
what I'll take a look at before
awesome.
I make a decision. Okay. So I won't make a decision now, but I will let you know by mail. We will mail you a copy of my decision and my reasoning to the same address that we mailed you a copy of the notice. So is that still a good address for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I'll get those out as soon as possible. It could be up to 3 weeks, but if either party disagrees, either you or the city disagrees, my decision is appealable to the Multnomah County Circuit Court.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Campbell. Take care.
Thank you.
The hearing's closed.